堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
Ed, move that chair, will you?
Question number two.
Diane looks up to her teacher.
Question number three.
I left my grocery list at home.
Question number four.
The novel's better than I expected it to be.
Question number five.
He didn't do the work alone.
Question number six.
What is there left to do before the end of the day?
Question number seven.
Formal dress was not required.
Question number nine. like to apply for the position of advertiser in the paper.
A good knowledge of French and Spanish is a must.
What does the woman mean? Question number 22. I can't get this window open. It's really tough.
Why don't you try using the screwdriver to keep that one?
What does the woman suggest? Question number 23.
Just built a new apartment in your family in one bedroom.
siblings in the laboratory. Question number 42. What do the seekers plan to do next? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a zoology class later.
We've now discussed how locusts need to move, but there are some notable exceptions. One of these is called the Imagine Sidewinder. From its name, you can probably guess that it moves sideways rather than in a straight line. This is because it lives in the desert, where the sand slips and slides. With nothing firm to push against for traction, the Sidewinder has had to adapt its way of movement to the shifting sand. It pushes against the sand with the entire side of its body, and then moves sideways or sidestep. Think about how a pier climbs a slope on sand. The pier places its hand at an angle of approximately 90 degrees to the direction of movement. The pier then moves each hand by taking a step to the side of the slope. The Sidewinder's main move is much the same method. It lays its body at about a 60-degree angle to the direction in which it wants to go. By doing this, the snake has more sand to push against. Then it points its head in the direction it wants to go and leaps to a parallel spot. Contractions down the length of the snake's body force the remainder of the body to follow. If you see the tracks left by a Sidewinder in loose sand, you will see a series of parallel lines. An added advantage gained from this method of moving may be that the snake's body is kept cooler by the breaking of contact with the hot sand during its leap.
Question number 43. What is the main topic of the talk? Question number 44. Why does the Sidewinder move the way it does? Question number 45. What do the Sidewinder...